Bezer Shem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumas, and the other primary categories of Tumas in the Sefer Torah Book of Purity. We will continue on the theme of the first Perek, which opened up with the remaining Avos HaTumas, in contrast to the previous halachas that we had, that of the Nevela, the Tumah of a dead animal carcass, where in this Perek we discuss specifically how it relates to when it's slaughtered regarding its Shechita. Now, Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding this concept known as Mefacheses, wherein the animal is in the throes of death. So behema, domestic, oichaya, or wild animal that's temeya, meaning that's not kosher. Shenishchata, that it was slaughtered by a Jew, which would be a slaughtering that would permit a kosher animal for eating, then einam etam mishum nevela. So it does not contaminate with the laws of nevela, which is when an animal dies without being slaughtered. Kolz man shehim mefarkesis, as long as it's in the throes of death. Aj shiyatis es reisha, until you chop off its head. When the head is chopped off, then it's like a nevela, even though it's in the throes of death. And v'arei ke'ochol in tmeim, and it's like a food item that became tameh, meaning it touches an ava tameh, then becomes tameh and contaminates other food items, even that of chulin, even when it's still mefacheses, when it's in the throes of death. Now, if it touches a rishon l'tumah, then it invalidates truma, because this type of shechita would permit a kosher animal to be eaten for a Jew. So it's as effective by a non-kosher animal, at least to make it like a food item that's makabel tumah and will contaminate other things. But that's specifically if there was shechita that was done on it. So shechita was done on it, so it does not have this halacha as a nevela, and it's going to have halacha of only if its head is chopped off, and then it's going to be like a meichel that's tummy. Now nechara. Let's say, however, it was not slaughtered, it was stabbed, v'arim mefacheses, and it's in throes of death, it's like, it shakes, it has the shakes after it when it's dying. The aimba filo tumas eicholin, kol zman shehim mefacheses. Then it doesn't even have the tumah of food items, as long as it's mefacheses. Meaning, because stabbing doesn't permit to eat that which is for mefacheses, not for a Yisrael, even by a kosher animal, and not for a Gentile. So it doesn't have any status as a food item, as long as it's mefarcheses. So mefarcheses, that would have a status for that of shechita. It's not alive, but it's not yet dead. Here, by the stabbing, the mefarcheses doesn't do anything, and therefore it wouldn't even have a tumah of a food item. Even for that, we won't consider it as a food item, as long as it's mefarcheses. Now, the aver ha-perish min mefarcheses. Now, regarding a limb that's disconnected from a mefacheses, even from a kosher animal that was slaughtered by a Jew. So although it's permitted for a Jew, now the reason is, however, but the slaughtering permits for a Jew even when it's mefacheses, as we mentioned in the beginning of halacha. But for Gentiles, that they don't have the mitzvah of shechita, so that would not remove the animal from being considered as alive as long as it's not yet dead. So therefore, that limb that's disconnected from the mefacheses, also, so it's just as forbidden for a non-Jew as a limb that's disconnected from a living creature, which Eva Menachai and Basa Menachai are from the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach that they're commanded regarding. And therefore, Basa Parish Memenik, Parish Menachai. So the flesh that's disconnected from that is like, from the limb, is like it's disconnected from a living creature. I mean, even when it's Mefracheses, it's going to be like a living animal, and therefore that would be forbidden for a B'nei Noach. So too, if you have a kosher animal that was invalidated with its slaughtering, and it's still in the throes of death, or let's say one of the simanim, where there's two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe, they have to be slaughtered. If one of them, or the majority of one of them, was slaughtered, so it's not going to have any tumah at all until it dies, because the animal is not permitted to be eaten, to have a tumah of eichlin, with just one siman being slaughtered, and therefore again, it does not have a status as an oichel. Hence, that's a unique stage which we have over here regarding mefacheses. We said depending on the status, if it was stabbed or if it was slaughtered, what the halacha would be. We were saying that when it's mefacheses, it's not yet dead. So therefore, we said in the opening part of the halacha, it's not going to have a halacha of nevela. And so too, regarding the Eiver Menachai, if it's mefacheses, it's still going to be forbidden, because it's like Kaparish Menachai. And so too over here, if we had a kosher animal that was invalid in its slaughtering, if it's mevacheses, again, it's not going to have tumah at all until it dies. Only then will it have halacha as it's oichel, like from a dead animal. Now the Rambam continues regarding if an animal became in the veilah when it was still alive. How so? So chiluk behemel l'shnayim. Let's say they split an animal into two. Or let's say the thigh and the cavity of the animal, which is all the flesh that covers by the thigh bone, if that was removed, hariz nevela, so the animal's like a dead carcass, or matama b'masamaga. Therefore, like a nevela, it contaminates by carrying it or touching it. Af bishadam mechem, although essentially the animal's still alive. V'chein mekrom megaba, so to, let's say the animal's torn from its back. Or shenishbir mafrekes, v'rei basa ima, or if it's spinal column was broken with most of the meat, flesh over there. So although technically it could be alive, it's really considered like a dead carcass, all halachas of its tumah. Halacha base continued with an interesting case regarding if the fetus died, which is the halachas in the velum, in the womb of the mother. So behema, so if you have an animal, shemes ubara b'tech me'ahu, if the fetus died inside the womb of the mother. By now, the shepherd goes and sticks his hand in inside the womb and touches the dead fetus. Whether it's kosher animal or non-kosher animal, or is in the geitar, the one who touches can be tar. Until the navel comes out to the ear space of the world, until then, it does not have the halachic status as a nevela. Halacha Gimel continues regarding, as we mentioned in Halacha Aleph, regarding basar and aver, flesh and a limb, minachai, from a living creature. So, when you have meat, a piece of the flesh that falls off from a behemah or chai when they're alive, whether it's a kosher or non-kosher animal, tahar, it's tahar, but in the batamak in the middle, it does not contaminate like a dead animal. So though this is disconnected from the life of the animal, it itself is not like a nevel. Now, aval aver menachai parishman, that's only regarding the flesh, the buster, but regarding a limb from a living creature, that's ha-parishman that disconnects from the animal. That does contaminate like a nevela does. And that's echad eva menachaya ha-parishman the behema atzma. That's whether it's a limb that disconnected from the animal itself. Or eva ha-parishman that's shalosh bitten. Or whether it's a limb that disconnected from the fetus that's in the womb. Either one, a limb from a living creature, that would be bintama like a nevela. Now, behevarm ein lam shir. There's no minimum measurement for a limb. Afilo ha-yikar sa'ar yipachas. Even if it's like that of a barley corn or less than that, mitama will contaminate. But as long as the limb is like as was in its natural creation, which have the three ingredients of basa beginat samas, has to have flesh, has to have tendons, and it has to have bones, and the yil of basa k'del hazarucha, and it has to have enough meat that it could regenerate the limb. Now, how you have basa pachas mahalzarucha b'chay, but if let's say the flesh was less than what if it was still in the living, connected to the living creature, it would not have enough to regenerate, or actually from the bones itself are missing, then tar, then it's going to be tar, will not have the halacha of the tumah of Eve Menachai. Halacha dalad, hakulya, the kidney, baloshin, and the tongue, basafa, and the lip, or things like that, or organs, limbs like that, af bishin nevarim, although they're limbs, beinus chalifin, and they don't regenerate, but since there's no bone in those organs, so it's like flesh, and again, it will not have the tumah of nevela, it's only Eve Menachai, not basam Menachai. Although they're both forbidden to eat, but regarding tumah, that's only on the aver. Halacha hey, habasar oy ha-aver, the flesh or the limb, hamadul dalin bebehemachai, that's hanging from the animal or the wild animal. She'ein mechem lichyos ulahadbik b'shar guf, that it cannot survive, and it cannot reconnect into the rest of the body. Still, ein ha-metam k'nevela, it's not going to contaminate like a nevela, which, basam nechai, that's even if it was totally disconnected, like we said in Halacha Gimel. But here we're writing regarding that it's hanging is to actually teach us the second half of the halacha, that it will have tumas eichlin, even though it's still hanging and connected somewhat from the animal. But it's not going to be contaminated kenevela kozmacha ben b'chayim, as long as the animal's still alive. Now, but, v'ayrim kashar eichlin, but it will be like other food items, and hence, im hukshu, if it comes in contact with one of the seven types of liquids, mekablin tumas ben b'chayim, it will actually receive the tumas eichlin in its place when it's still hanging from the animal. When the animal gets slaughtered, so hukshu b'shchita, that itself, the slaughtering actually, although generally to be makshur, a food item to be susceptible to tumah, has to come in contact with seven liquids, the slaughtering itself actually already prepares it and makes it vulnerable for tumah. But ve'ena metamek nevela, but they don't contaminate like a nevela, like a dead animal. Because the slaughtering does not make it as if it was disconnected when it was still alive, and hence, so it was nevela, because it wasn't slaughtered. No, the slaughtering doesn't do that. Now, however, it is still forbidden to be eaten, because the shechit is only going to be effective to make them tahar, but not to actually permit them to be eaten. Now, avala mesa behema, but if the animal died, not slaughtered, then habasar shahayim medudlu batzarch hechshon. Then there's obviously no shechita that's being machshit, so the flesh that's hanging from it would need to be prepared with one of the seven liquids to make it vulnerable for tama. Now, the aver and the limb, mitama shem even chai, will contaminate as if it was a limb from a living creature, because the death makes it as if it was disconnected from the animal a moment before it died, because it was hanging and it really could not regenerate, and therefore when it died, it was really like it was really disconnected before it died. So it's like a limb from a living creature. And the ein mitam mishum even on menavela, and therefore it's going to have the tumah of even lechai, but it's not going to have the tumah of a limb from a nevela. Now the question then is, but a ma bein aver menachai le'ev nevela? What's the difference between a limb from a living creature or a limb from a dead animal? Didn't you say that even lechai has the tumah like a nevela? The difference is shabasr ha'parish me'ev menachai tar. The flesh that separates from a limb from a living creature, that flesh that comes from that is tar, is tar. Va'basr ha'parish me'ev nevela, but in contrast, the flesh that disconnects from the limb, which is from an nevela, from a dead animal, is metame bekezayis b'maga b'masa. Contaminates the size of an olive by touch and by carrying. But b'zeh b'zeh, both even nechay even menavela shoven lashir. They both have the same measurement, which they contaminate even minute amount, as long as it has the ligaments, the bones, and the flesh that can regenerate, like we said in halacha gil. Halacha vav continues regarding another creature that is slaughtered, that of a treifa, if an animal has a mortal defect. Now, treifa shenishchata, shechita kshera. So if an animal moral defect, which is what we call treif, it's not kosher, you can't eat it, but albeit that even though there was a proper slaughtering. Now, sa'av b'shas rebechil, although it's forbidden to be eaten, but harei taira, it's purified from the laws of nevela, because it didn't just die, it was slaughtered. You just can't eat it because of the treifa, but that's still a valid shechita to make it not a nevela. And mechen ha'shechad es behema umotzeba ubeme, so to bless someone slaughters an animal, and he finds inside the womb of the animal a dead fetus. So the slaughtering of the mother, that's effective, whatever's inside of it, will purify it from the tumah of nevela. Now, matzah ben shmoy nechai. Let's say you find inside the mother, which was not properly slaughtered, just tore open the mother, and you found inside a fetus in its 8th month. Because if you slaughter the mother, then it would permit the uber even to eat. For sure, that's not matame. Here we're talking about an 8-month-old fetus, when you tore open the mother. So, nitrif. It becomes forbidden to be eaten like a treifa. And afa bisha nishchat achash nitrif. Now, even if it's slaughtered after it was like a treifa, which we said before, actually a treifa that's slaughtered is tar from tumas nevela. Here, ein shchitasim mitaratim in the day nevela. The slaughtering of this 8-month-old will not purify from tumas nevela. The reason for that is lavisha ein lamina shchita, because an 8-month-old has no halacha slaughtering at all. Rather, it gets purified with the slaughtering of the mother because it's still in the womb. Here, this one that was removed before the mother was slaughtered, because it was not slaughtered, so there's no halacha of shchita at all, and therefore it's not similar to a treifa shashachta. So, therefore, it actually is not purified from the tumah of nevela. Lefikach, therefore, vlad behema, the consequence is that if there's a baby from an animal, shleishah shaviyam gemur, that they didn't wait a full 7 days before they to slaughter, so mishchata b'ter shiv, if they slaughter within the first 7 days of its life, in shchitas mitaratim in the nevela, here also the slaughtering is not going to purify from its nevela, neshuka nefel, because it's like a miscarriage, because the sages knew that a nefel, which is non-viable baby, cannot live 7 days. If it's out of 7 days, then it's not no more concern of nefel. But if you did it within 7 days, we don't have that definition of shechita, because if that halacha, that is like a nefel, and hence, that would have the same thing like this nitraf, which was that it was an 8-month found in the womb, that the shechita would not purify it from the tumah of nevela. Halacha zayin. Hashechet es habehema. Someone slaughters an animal. Umatzba ben tishachai. And inside the mother in the womb, they find a baby waiting to be born in its 9th month that's still alive. Now, koydim shi'ahal chalakarka. And this is before the baby walked on the ground. Ava bishin tzar shchita, though in that state it does not need to be slaughtered, kamesh ban, like we explained this in halachas machal sasuras perkei halach yedalad, known as ben pekuam. And the reason is, shari shchita simi mitarato, because the slaughtering of the mother purifies whatever's inside of it, including this fetus. Even so, im nitmas imai, if the mother becomes tame, because now that it was slaughtered, it's like a food item, and if it touches something that contaminates food items before you take out the fetus, still lo nitmahu. The fetus does not become tummy because it's considered its own independent entity, even though it's being permitted with the slaughtering of the mother. Then this namdalibay, and if the mother becomes navelum, it dies without being properly slaughtered. Haveu tar. It is tar. She'ina chay mistamei, because this fetus is alive, and a living creature does not become tummy. Like tummy zachol, not a food item tummy. And like tummy zavela, not a tummy of navela. And that the chiddush is v'av bishuk even mevedev. Although the fetus is like a limb of the limbs of the mother, and that's actually why the slaughtering of the mother permits the fetus to be eaten without slaughtering it its own. Still, it's considered independent for the laws of tuma. But the mace koyim shi'afas agabe karka, and so too if let's say it dies before the baby ever set foot on the ground, harehu tar. And this is in contrast. It is going to be tar shashkidusim mitarata because the slaughtering of the mother permitted it. So, in a way, it's independent, and it's not going to have the mother's tumma, but if it dies before it goes steps on the ground, it is considered part of the mother, and the slaughtering of the mother will purify it and will not be considered as a nevela. Halacha test. Trefa shenishchata. Regarding an animal with a mortal defect that was slaughtered, af bishutai min atari, although biblically it's tar, as we said this in Halacha Vav, im nogam hektish, but if hektish touches it, nitma medibesef, rabbinically it's going to be considered as tummy, but zumayli seishas, because there's a higher level of strictness that they made specifically for that of kach. Now, Halacha Tes continues regarding the limbs of the fetus as it relates to the slaughtering of the mother, which you mentioned in Halacha Zayin. Behema makasha leilad, if an animal is having a difficulty giving birth, v'hoitzu ubres yodai, and the fetus is trying to get out, and it sticks his hand out, v'chatocha, and the ones who are trying to help the fetus comes out, cuts off the hand, and then they slaughter the mother. So the limb that was cut off before the mother was slaughtered, so that's nevela. That's going to be considered as a nevela. In other words, it's going to contaminate like a nevela because it's even a chai, like we said in Halacha Gimel. It was a limb when everything was still alive. Now, ushar b'sahar uber, now the rest of the flesh of the fetus is tar. It's going to be tar because it didn't touch, meaning because it was in the mother when the mother was slaughtered. And it didn't touch after the slaughtering on that limb, which was disconnected from when the animal was still alive, because it was already cut off from before. Let's say they slaughtered the mother of Akka Chatacha, and only then did they cut out the limb, the hand that was sticking out. So then, however, the limb is Ketrefa Shenishchata, is like a trefa that's slaughtered, because again, that limb was already beyond the boundaries of the mother, which in the pasuk they learn out that that's like a trefa, ubasa basad the trefa, which means if it's out of its boundaries, it's like a trefa that was slaughtered, where the slaughtering permits it, meaning it's mitarid from the tumah nevelus, even though it is forbidden to be eaten. As we said, a trefa, whenever it's slaughtered, it purifies it from nevela. Now, ushar basar uba, now the rest of the flesh of the fetus is maga trefa shchuta, because that limb is like a trefa, but that was slaughtered, but the rest of the flesh is still connected to it, because the mother was slaughtered first, which the slaughtering is working for it. So it's like touching this trefa that was slaughtered. Shimitamas HaKodesh, which we said in Halacha Ches, that really trefa shenishchata is tar min hatorah. But we said regarding hektish, it is going to be considered rabbinically tamei. So regarding the laws of hektish, it's mitamah es HaKodesh. Avalois a truma, but not regarding truma, because this level is only made for hektish, not for truma. A different case, let's say the fetus stuck out its hand, bein shchita simen l'shchita simen, where the animal has to be slaughtered, you have to cut the two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe. So let's say they cut one, and before they got a chance to cut the second one, the fetus stuck out its hand, and they cut it off. And then they cut the second pipe. So, actually stuck out its hand between the two of them. And then they went and they cut it off. So on that side, the Rambam mitzdarev shchita simen la simen. We combine the slaughtering of one simen to the other simen. Letara evrim de nevela, to purify the limb from the tumas of nevela. Meaning, what happened was is that when the first simen was slaughtered, that would have permitted that limb to be eaten. But when it sticks out its hand, so that's like trefa, at least in the laws of that it's not going to be permitted to be eaten. But then the slaughtering of the second simen, which before they cut off the hand, then that doesn't permit to be eaten anymore, the limb that went out. So that was saying that even so, since ultimately both of the slaughtering of the pipes, of the simonim, one is stronger than the other one, they're still combining for the halacha of the mitar, the aver that stuck out from the tumah of nevela. Now we continue to halacha yud regarding the slaughtering of a Gentile. Shechitas Goy, the slaughtering of a Goy is Nevela. That does not make it, like we said, exempted from the Tuma. Here it's Igin Mikseh as Nevela. Umetamba B'masa, and therefore it's going to be B'tama, like carrying, which is the halacha of Nevela. Even if there was a Jew standing over him when he was doing it. Now, the Meshachat B'saka and Yafa Shechita Kodo. Now, and therefore, if he slaughtered with a good knife, an appropriate slaughtering, but Echad HaGoy, whether a Gentile, Echad HaKuti, which those were the nations that Sancheiriv had brought into the parts of Shevet Ephraim, who they accepted the mitzvahs like Jews, but they didn't fulfill them, and therefore the Chacham considered them like Gentiles. A Geir Toshav, a resident convert who accepts the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Nayach, and even if he keeps them, but he's not Yisrael, and therefore Shechitas and Nevela, their slaughtering is considered as Nevela, both for eating and for laws of Tum. Now, says the Rambam, but it appears in my eyes, that this is also rabbinic, in other words, at least for the laws of Tumah. Why? Because the Tumah of idolatry and that of what the sacrifices are, that Tumah is midibrim, is only from rabbinic law, which is like we can explain later on in Perek Vav. Now, and it's only because of the idolatry that Nisrach Kutim, that the Kutim were distanced by Chazal, and Manasseh Shechitasim, and their slaughtering became forbidden. So, if it's because of idolatry, and idolatry itself is only rabbinic, so therefore their shechita that is forbidden must be from rabbinic law too. Now, if Ibn Taymiyyah begins to say, "Bavalohi asur b'achil din Torah," but biblically it's forbidden to eat since they're not Yisraelim, so loy kol asur b'achil matami. So says the Ram, not everything that's forbidden to be eaten is matami. So the fact that you're not allowed to eat their stuff that's considered treifa from the prohibitory law of kashrus doesn't mean that's going to be the same regarding the laws of Torah. Because Sharia Trefa Surah Torah, because we find, and this was the theme we discussed in the previous halachas, that of a Trefa, or even that which it sticks its limb out of the womb, which is like a Trefa, is forbidden, but a Torah, but it's still pure if you do a Shechita. And therefore, V'yev Shalachayiv Karz al Tomazu, therefore one cannot be liable of Karz for this Tomah al Bias Mikdash, for coming to the Bias Mikdash in that state of Tomah, V'chilis Kadashav, and eating the Kachim with that Tomah, which is from the Nevela that was slaughtered by the Kutim, by the non-Jews. Unless you have a clear proof of the Ram, which obviously from the wording it sounds like the Ram was not clear, if this Toma of the Shechita of the Goy is considered biblical or maybe only rabbinic. Regarding the thigh bone of an Nevela. Kulas anavela. The thigh bone of a dead animal. If someone touches it or carries it, tahar. He's going to be tahar. And the reason for that is because the bones of Nevela do not contaminate. Now, the fact that there's marrow inside, but you can't touch it, so therefore, you can't access it. So therefore, it's not even in the mitame, even from the halacha of shomer for tuma, which is what a bone is for the marrow, which is like the meat of a nevela. So you can be tar. And the reason for that is you're called davim in a nevela, because anything from a dead animal, in mitame maga that does not contaminate by touch, which here the bone is not mitame, and you can't touch the marrow inside, so in mitame masa doesn't contaminate even if you're carrying it. But nikva kosher, but let's say the bone has a hole, even a small hole. Ah, and again, but a nice tummy. Then whoever touches the organs can carry it is going to become tummy because you could stick a hair in through the hole and touch the marrow, and therefore even touching the bone of the thigh bone is going to make a person tummy because again it's like a shamer of the tummy. It protects it, and that has the halacha like the tummy itself. Now, but when we say this that the thigh bone that does not have a hole is going to be tar, is kashaya meichshaba miskashkesh only if the marrow inside was sloshing around sharei enim alaruchi because that would not help the bone regenerate the skin on the outside. If the marrow was in its place, if it would have enough to regenerate the bone for the skin on the outside, then it actually would contaminate with touch and with carrying like old limbs because it's considered like an aver and it's considered intact. We already explained that the thigh bone is a bone that's closed in all sides and therefore it's not accessible, but that's regarding the marrow. But it would be considered its own aver. And therefore, you don't need to have to access the marrow if the marrow is in its place and would help it regenerate. Lachid Beis, kulis, a thigh bone, shechish v'lelo nakva. You thought that you had a mind to make a hole in it, but the hole wasn't made yet. Harein agea basvik tamei. So whoever touched it, it's a doubt if he's going to be tamei. Shariyesh b'davasavik, because there is an element of doubt over here. Imachusin the kiva, do we say that lacking the actual making the hole, kimachusin maisa, like lacking an action over here, and hence there's no hole, and like we said, if there's no hole and there's not, there cannot be mala rucha, then it's not going to be metame with mago amasa? Or lo, maybe that action is not considered a significant action missing, and since you had a mind, it's like as if it already has that access, and therefore then it would have the tumma, that's an element of doubt according to the Rambam.